Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, I'm Yakushom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding a Sanhedrin Daf, Lamed Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis says, Minayin liyoytzim ebezdin chayof. Someone goes out of Beisim, and they said he's chayof. V'omar echad yesh to the middle of schus. I have what to see a schus in him. Minayin shemachzeim utoy. Tumud loyma naki al tarog. Don't kill somebody who is innocent. U'minayin liyoytzim ebezdin zakai. Someone came out zakai. V'omar echad yesh to the middle of chayofo. Someone says, you know, I have a chayvah to say on him. Minayin she'em achzimutu, how do you know you don't bring him back? Tomud loyim at tzaddik al tarok. Don't kill a tzaddik. Meaning someone who was at the psak din was that he's a tzaddik, you don't kill him. And the hemshech ha-posak is, ki lo yatzdik rosho. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you have nothing to worry about. Someone who's really a rosho, lo yatzdik rosho. And as the Mefarshim has already mentioned, the Ramban Chumash, the Maral brings it in Ber HaGoyle, Ber HaBeis, and the Rechaim says it in this pasuk. That we know, because Boko is the one who's doing the mishpat. So the shev team, the dayanim, have to do their best, they have to try their best effort to do the right thing. And once they pass in the din, it's not anymore the responsibility. They did what they thought was right, and they said the person is zakai. If he's really chayav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. Ki lo yatzdik rosho. So continues the Rechaim and asks, so what about the opposite case? Why when a person is yoytze chayav mi beis din, then you could bring him back and say that maybe he's innocent. The same way when Beis Din said Zaka, you say it's finished, you don't go back. So also when you say it's Chayov, you should be finished and not go back. Why then it could change? So the Maharal is mashma that when one came out Zakai, it's improper to go back and change if he got the innocent decree. But if he came out Chayov, so then it's not improper. And that we know it's standard practice also in the world. That someone who came out innocent, you don't take him back. But the Rechaim explains that if a person went out chayav from Beis Din, not necessarily was the end of the din. Why not? It says because HaKadosh Baruch Hu yinochem al ha-ro, ve'lo yinochem al ha-toivo. If the psak din was the Zakai, and Elokim nitzah b'daskel, that means you did what you're supposed to, the din is finished. But if psak din is chayav, it's still not finished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may change his mind like a be'achoyva. And he adds the Rechaim another nekudo. He says, sometimes all the punishment that this person needed was to get the gzardin that he's chayav. And once he went out of Beis Din feeling so terrible, so bad, that he's yoytze chayav, so that in itself was his punishment. And merely from here on, he is become zakai. So the din is not finished. Person has a psak din of chayav. If you still have a schos, that means it's enichanami. This person got chayav for the time being for him to do tshuva, for him to realize what he did wrong. And if he did it, kushbuch will be menachem al aron, bring him back to toy. And this connects to a beautiful story that one of the melakhtim I saw brought on this sugya. It's brought down the divrei Torah of Munkach, chelek aleph ois samech zayin. He brings a story there of the altar of Shpoli. The girls that were orphaned from their father came to him crying that their mother is sick and about to die. And if they're going to lose the mother as well, who knows where they're going to get shiduchim, who's going to take care of them. They were very, very sad. So the Altar Shpoli told him, take some honey, go to the Beis Kvaros, and tell your father that he should prepare food for the new guests coming because your mother's about to die. The girls heard that, they started crying even more, they fell on the floor and fainted because of so much sorrow that they had hearing that their mother's about to die. So then, the Altar Shpoli told him, don't worry, your mother's going to live and everything will be okay. So the Talmidim asked the Altar Shpoli, what happened over here? Why originally he told him that she's going to die? And then he told him that she's going to live. So said the Altar Shpoli, really this mother was a big tzaddikis. But the girls were did chatoim, they did averus. And they, as a punishment, they were supposed to lose their mother. But once I told them about this gzeiro, and they experienced how bad it is. So they really fainted, and then they were had hiru tshuva, and they really gave up on all their averus. Because the makah of the mother dying was so vivid in their eyes, that in itself was enough to bring them to tshuva. And mainly now the mother doesn't have to die anymore. And this is mamash the nekuda of the Rechaim, that someone who goes out of Beis Din thinking that he's chayov, that in itself brings him to do tshuva. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshova@gmail.com.